KFFB 106.1 FM, thanks so much for joining us for another edition of our open mic program. We've got U.S. Senator Mark Pryor. Mark, all week we've talked about child safety, energy, Iraq, the farm bill, a lot of things going on that you have been involved with. But one of the things that makes you unique, more unique than the other 99 or so senators, you're part of a gang of 10 that has really stirred up a lot of... folks realizing that's what it takes. It takes us crossing the line, and you take off the Democrat or Republican hat and you put on American, almost what it feels like.
Well, that's exactly right. You know, when I ran for the Senate in 2002, I talked about trying to find bipartisan solutions, trying to say, look, you know, the Democrats, they have some good ideas. The Republicans have some good ideas. Let's find the best ideas wherever they come from, and let's put them to work for the state and for the country. And I've really tried to live that over the last 6 years in the Senate. And the most recent example is we're working in a very bipartisan way on solving America's energy problems. And we started out with 10 senators, 5 Democrats, 5 Republicans. We now have 16. That's 8 and 8 in the Senate. And we feel like hopefully next week we'll be up to 20 senators, 10 and 10. And really all we're trying to do is we're trying to solve problems the old-fashioned way, and that's by working together. And I really think if we had more of that in Washington, we could get a lot more done. And hopefully after this presidential election and everything settles down, hopefully in Washington things will be a lot better. There won't be as much partisan bickering, and people will get back to work and get serious about governing again. So this new group of senators, this now 16 senators, you know, I'm hoping will help to be kind of a role model for how we can get things done in the future.
Well, you know, when you went to the U.S. Senate, was that a little surprising to you that it was such a gridlock compared to what you had done, I mean, as Attorney General and also in the House and all? Did it surprise you?
It surprised me a little bit. I guess I knew what I was getting into because my father had been in the Senate 6 years before. And to be honest with you, it changed a lot over that six-year period. Things had deteriorated and become more bitter than when he left, which is unfortunate. The good news is I think things are kind of returning a little bit back to where they used to be. And I think one of the reasons is you're seeing more moderates come into the Senate, especially on the Democratic side right now. You see a lot of moderates coming into the Senate. Looks like the Democrats are going to elect some more moderates to the Senate this year. And that's actually good. I mean, it doesn't matter if you're a Democrat or Republican. You need people who, if they're not in the middle in terms of their ideology, they need to at least be in the middle in terms of their commitment and willing to work with the other side. And you're seeing more of that. And I think what's happening is new senators like me who are on the outside of Washington looking in, they were fed up. You know, people are sick and tired of the bickering in Washington. They know it's not going to solve our problems. So there's a lot of this newer generation of senators there who really want to work together to get things done and forget about the old ways where it's either, you know, kind of the my way or the highway approach. That just is not going to solve the problems of this country.
It's awesome to see that much work where you guys get together, and it's been a lot of headlines, and the folks at home really feel that, especially in the audience, and I think that's been awesome when you see the town hall meetings. Thanks so much for joining us for another edition of our Open Mic.